You don't learn, then you forget. If you learn, you don't forget. Okay. Some people said they didn't have the outline, our outline, so we got another 10 copies, whoever needs that. So yesterday we started the discussion of the topic of Malacha She'en Tzricha L'Gufa. Malacha She'en Tzricha L'Gufa is a Machlokes HaTanaim, Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon. First it is in the Mishnah on Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis, and then the Gemara has a longer discussion on Tzadik Dalet Amud Aleph Amud Beis, whether Malacha She'en Tzricha L'Gufa is an Issa D'Oraisa or only an Issa D'Rabbana. What is a Malacha She'en Tzricha L'Gufa? Very unclear in the Gemara, so it's a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. What's the topic? What's the topic that they're debating? The Rashi understands that it's an aspect within the halacha of mekalkel. The Mishnah says, "Call a mekalkelim p'turim." That's a Mishnah on Kufayim base. Call a mekalkelim p'turim means not only korea. The Mishnah starts off that top line of Kufayim base. Akorea b'chamos v'almeisa call a mekalkelim p'turim. Korea is only chayv if it's korea amanas litzor. If korea stam, so that's mekalkel. So call a mekalkelim p'turim. But the expression kol means not only in the malach of korea that you have to have korea amanos litzva. It applies to all the lametes of his malachos. How it's going to apply to haitzah, that's always going to be a problem. If haitzah is a malach of grua, means that there is no chiddush. You didn't make anything new. You just moved the item. Instead of being here, it's in there. Dal ram is away in the rishus harab. Instead of being here in the rishus hayachad, I put it in the rishus harab. So there is no new chiddush that you created. So how can you have misakin as opposed to mekalkel? Okay, you have to work a little harder to figure out what's the misakin in Hoitzor. The tikkun is that the item is now in a different place. When it was sitting over here, it was only useful here. The people in the street can't use it. Once somebody carries it from here into the street, so now somebody sitting on the bench can read it in the street. Okay, so that's the tikkun. Okay. So Rashi's opinion is that kol makalkalim p'turim applies to all the lametes malachas. The Gemara has a machlokes whether b'chayvul mavir. Makalkal is chayvul patan. Machlokes hatanoim. That's on Kuvavim and Aleph. We spoke a little bit about that. So Rashi learns the machlokes between Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon is, what's the definition of misakein? It's only a malach if you have malachas machshevs, you need tikkun. And if you do kilkul, you're not chayiv. So it's not so much if you do kilkul, mekalkul is a ptur, is a hetzer. No, you need misakein. Malachas machshevs means you need misakein. It's a positive din, not a negative din. If you don't have misakin, you're not chayiv. Let's say it's neither misakin nor mekalkel. Someone did a malacha. Neither misakin nor mekalkel. It's not going to be chayiv. You have to have davke, positive tikkun. So now comes, according to Rashi, now comes the machlokes of Yehuda Rav Shimon by Malacha She'en Tzricha L'Gufa. What's considered a positive tikkun? So Rav Shimon holds, you have to improve the situation. Make it better than it was before. If you have a situation that's deteriorating quickly, and unless you'll intervene, it's going to get worse, and you intervene by doing a malacha, and you prevent it from getting worse, so Shimma says, you just saved the day, you saved the situation, that's not a tikkun. Everything now is the same as it was before. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, ein lecha tikkun gadol mizeh. It's a gevaldig tikkun. If you wouldn't have done the malacha, everything, the house is burning down. So if it's not for the fact that you did mechaba, the house would all burn down. Now at least you saved the rest of the house. So one, the door burned down. The rest of the house didn't burn down. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that that's called a tikkun. That's a positive tikkun. Rabbi Shimon holds that's a negative tikkun. It's just that the status quo, you maintain status quo, that's not enough. So Rashi learns that some machlokes of Rabbi Shimon within the halacha of Nesakin. Yeah. Where's the Gemara that's beferish against Rashi? That was the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Pei Dalet. The Tesis quotes on Kuvav Amid Aleph, and on Hey Amid Aleph, Tesis in all the different Mesichtas, they always point their finger. So the Feirishi Gemara against Rashi. The Gemara says, even if your Mekalkal is Chayav, Bechayvul Amavir, but you still need Tzricha L'Gufa. If your Mekalkal is Chayav, what do you need Tzricha L'Gufa? According to Rashi, the whole Machlek is Abir Rav Shimon, whether you need Tzricha L'Gufa or not, Machlek is within Mesakim. If it's ain't Tzricha L'Gufa, can you call that Mesakim? But if your Mekalkal is Chayav, what do you need Tzricha L'Gufa? So that Gemara clearly has a whole different take, has a whole different understanding. Rashi has to admit that that Gemara is not with his understanding. That's one Amora, and Rashi understands that all the other sugyas disagree. Which other sugyas disagree? Where is there a sugya that disagrees? So Rashi says, Kuvava Manala, Beferish. Taisa stands on the head and they reinterpret Kuvava Manala. But Rashi says it's Beferish. Rashi in the Balamor, I say, what does it say? The Gemara says there's a machlekes Reb Shimon and Reb Yudah by Mekalkal b'chov l'mavu where the chayva pot. Isn't that fascinating? Machlekes Reb Yudah Reb Shimon. They have a lot to say in Hilchas Shabbos. There's a machlekes Reb Yudah Reb Shimon by Dov Shein and Miskaven. There's Grada not Hilchas Shabbos. Machlekes Dov Shein and Miskaven is machlekes in Kol HaTorah Kulo. Whether Dov Shein and Miskaven is Asur or not. There's a machlekes Reb Shimon Reb Yudah by Melocha Shein Tzvicha L'Gufa. And there's a machlekes Reb Yudah Reb Shimon over here by Mekalkal b'chov l'mavu. There's machlekes Rabbi Reb Shimon about muktzah, but that has nothing to do with anything. Muktzah, that has nothing to do. But these two, Rashi said, these must be connected. How else did the Gemara know? There's no source, there's no Mishnah, there's no Brisa, there's no Tosefta. Where did they get that there's a machlekes Rabbi Reb Shimon, whether mekalkal chay b'chay v'lamav, say Rashi, and the Balamor say, oh, it's totally zebizet. Because the whole topic of Malach Hashem Tzvich Leguf is an issue of mekalkal nesakein. So according to Reb Shimon, who holds that ain't Tzvich Legufa, is not called Mesakein, so by definition there B'chayv Lamar is always going to be Mekalkal. And Yechayev, so you see that the Mekalkal is Chay B'chayv Lamar. That's what Rav Shimon says. And Rav Yudah, the Shitasai, disagrees. Rav Yudah holds that Ein Tzvicha L'Gufa can sometimes be labeled as Mesakein. So you can have Mesakein B'chayv Lamar. So he has no Hechrich to say like that. That's how Rashi says. So Rashi understood this. Rashi and the Balamor, long Balamor, and Kufa, Rashi and the Balamor understand that the Gemara is tying up together the two topics, the two machlekes in Rabbi Yudah Reb Shimon, one of them is a derivation of the other one. They had no source in a Mishnah or a Braisa. They derived the one machlekes from the other because there's a machlekes of Rabbi Yudah Reb Shimon by Ein Tzvicha L'Gufa, and that machlekes is in Hilchas Nesakin versus Mekalkal. So that's why the Hechreyach, as a talodah from that machlekes, has to come out that there's a machlekes of Rabbi Yudah Reb Shimon where the Mekalkal b'chayv l'maver is chayv apot. Machlek Zabir Reb Shimon by Muktzid is unrelated. Machlek Zabir Reb Shimon by that keeps on repeating it. Machlek Zabir Reb Shimon in Masech HaShabbos by Zobah Shein Miskaven, that's unrelated. But these two, Rashi holds, these are Mamish Hainoah. This is identical. Tosfos disproved Rashi. Tosfos took the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which is clearly against Rashi, and they understood that that Gemara is the main Gemara. That Gemara shows the correct understanding of Ein Tzvicha L'Gufa has totally on nothing to do with Mekalkal and the Sakin. Even if you're Mekalkal Eschai, you still need Tzvicha L'Gufa. So Tzvicha L'Gufa is not an aspect, it's not a prak within the Din of Mesakin. So according to Taisus, where did the Amoraim get it that there's a Machloikas Rav Yudah Pshimin by Mekalkal V'chov L'Mavi what the Chayva Potter? Where is that derived from? So Taisus says, Kabbalah Hoysa B'Yorim. They studied Kabbalah. They had a tradition. They had a tradition that this machlokes is not based on anything else that they said. They had an oral tradition. That's the last line in the Tosfos Kuvav Menal. Tosfos has to admit, though. Tosfos says we admit that there is one Gemara that's often like Rashi. That's what Tosfos says. Tosfos quoted on Ayin Hey Amud Aleph. They quoted the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Yud. The Tosfos says, I don't know. You look at the Gemara, you'll see. I don't see that it's so muchach there. Tosfos feels they have to be honest about it. They say, in their understanding, the Gemara Chagiga is black and white like Rashi, the favorite like Rashi. That Ein Tzvicha L'Gufa is an aspect of Mesakin and Mekalkal. It's based on Lechas Machshavas HaSoter. So Tosfos says, yeah, that's right. There's one Gemara it's a Machlokes Amoraim. What is the understanding of the topic of Ein Tzvicha L'Gufa? There was one obscure Gemara Chagiga where the Amoraim there understood like Rashi. But all the sugis and shas are not like Rashi, and Rashi understood Fakir. There's one obscure Gemara in Sanhedrin like Tosfos, and that pay Dalit, what can you do? But that's Beferish, that's Mamish Beferish. Gemara Chagiga is not so Beferish at all. So Rashi holds there's one Gemara in Sanhedrin that's Beferish, not like me, but all the other Gemaras, all the Amoraim, understood the definition of Ein Tzvicha L'Gufa like Rashi. So again, so Rashi understands Ein Tzvicha L'Gufa is an aspect within Mesakin. Is that called a tikkun if I save the deteriorating situation from getting worse and I maintain status quo? So that's the machlokes. Is that called mesakin or not? Tosfos understands totally different. No deteriorating situation, nothing to do, no similarity, living or dead to what Rashi says. Totally not. Tosfos learns a different shot. Let's say we gave a moshel yesterday. A guy goes on hachshara. He plans to work on a farm in Eretz Yisrael. So what does he do on Hapshara? So he pulls off the apples from the tree. I guess that is it. Or whatever. He plows the ground. He plows and he plants and he harvests and he does everything. And then what do they do with all after he does the plowing? Nothing. They don't plant anything. Or he plants. And what do? They're not there when it's going to grow. They leave. This is just practice. This is just for fun. And he's plucking off the fruits from the tree just to stretch, to practice, whatever. What's he going to do with the fruits? He's going to throw them in the garbage. He's going to throw them in the ocean. They're not going to use them at all. So what's he doing it for? What is he? Meshugan? No. He's practicing. He wants to go work on a farm. He wants to go work on a kibbutz in Eretz Yisrael. So according to Rashi, he's gaining something positive out of his activity. He did a malacha, and he's gaining something positive out of that malacha. So Mesama Rashi would say that that's Mesake. Mesama. Tosis says no. That's exactly the machlokes of Yehuda Reb Shimon. Malacha shein tzricha legufa. What does it mean? A person does a malacha. How did we establish in the first place what the malacha saw? There are different opinions in the Gemara. How did you establish that there are 39 malachas? But that's a different question. How do you know that there are 39? One Tana says, we just figured it out from the Mishkan. It turns out to be 39. The other Tanaim says, no, you start off with the number 39. And then you look in the Mishkan to figure out which are the 39 lucky winners. Which 39 activities should fill in the numbers. So that's a different question. But all of the malachas are derived, whether you start knowing the number 39 in advance, or you don't know any number in advance, you just look in the Mishkan. But how do you establish which are the malachas? You look in the Mishkan. Whatever Hachtav in Mishkan, Hashiv Koraliyah, whatever is in the Mishkan is enough. Every malacha that was done in the Mishkan was done for a certain purpose. So Taisa says that's the machlekes of Yehuda Reb Shimon. Since the whole derivation, the whole source of the institution of malachas is whatever was in the Mishkan, so Reb Shimon is of the opinion that it's only considered a malacha if you do it today, Shnas Tavshin Samach Dalet, for the same purpose that it was done in the Mishkan. Why did they harvest in the Mishkan? Why did they rip off the samamana that were growing from the ground in order to use the samamana? They weren't practicing. They were on a hakshara just to practice, to get exercise, or to practice to work on a kibbutz another 10 years. No. They did coats there in order to use it. They did baina in order to use the building. They did every malacha they did. They cooked the samamana in order to use the cooked samamana. Not just to practice cooking. A guy goes to school and he is learning to become a chef and he cooks and then they're going to throw the food out. He just wants to get an egg. So they cook the food and then they throw it out. They say he did a good, beautiful job, then they throw it out. Nobody eats it. It's not kosher food, let's say. If it's basar b'chalav, he's not allowed to cook it. There's an isabishal basar b'chalav, even if nobody's going to eat it. But let's say he's cooking chaza. So he cooks it and they throw it out. Nobody eats it. Nobody even tastes it. They just throw it out. It looks like it's good. Mashayin is good. So Taisha says that that's called the malacha shein tzvich l'gufa. According to Rashi, it could be that would be misaking. Why not? He wants to get an egg. And he cooked and it's beautiful. And it looks like it tastes good, even though nobody tastes it. They smell it. They look at it. Check. According to Rashi, it could be that that's a malacha. We'll see in a minute. But according to Taisus, that's exactly the machlokes satana. You learn out of all the malachas from the Mishkan. And the Mishkan, every malacha had a tachlis. Kotze was done for this purpose. And Zareh was done for that purpose. And Dosh was done for that purpose. Every malacha had a purpose. So if you do a malacha today for a purpose other than the tachlis for which it was done in the Mishkan, that's called malacha she'ein tzricha legufa shel ha-malacha. And that's the machlokes of Yehuda Reb Shimon, not based on maleches machsheves. Like Rashi says, that is an aspect of misakein. Is this called misakein or not? The fact that he prevented the situation from further deteriorating, but he only maintained status quo, didn't really improve it. Not like Rashi learns. But they've learned different. Nothing to do with malacha machsheves. But rather you're learning out of all the malachas from the Mishkan. So Reb Shimon says it's only called a malacha if it's done for the tzarech, for the tayelas of the object. So let's see, there is one of the many gemaras. Tesis gives a big presentation. Tzarek Dalem and Aleph, there's a big fat tesis where they present their shita and they keep on pounding against Rashi. One gemara, another gemara, another gemara, another gemara. They say, they demolish Rashi's shita. They didn't demolish, Rashi's still around. They didn't shoot Rashi. Rashi's still around. So one of the Gemaras that they quoted, is an Ayin Gimel Amid Beis. A Chayfer Guma, Omer Ababe, right in the middle of Ein Gimel and Beis. Omer Ababe, by the tiny letter Zayin Achayfa Guma B'Shabes Venesach Ela La'afara, a fellow digs a ditch in the ground, and he really doesn't need a hole over here. Sometimes people dig a ditch in the ground because they dig because they plan to build a house over here. So that's called bona. When you dig in order to build, that's called bona. That's how it's called a bona. And sometimes you dig on a farm in order to plant something, so that's called chorish. Okay. If it's babayis is bona, that's what the Gemara says later. If you chayfa babayis is bona, if you chayfa basoda is chorish. Where's that Gemara? It's here. Oh, it's right over here. Sure, right over here, the same dot. What about filling it up? Tomama, okay. But the same thing by digging the ditch. I think that's a Gemara later. Maybe called Gimel, but take a look. So the Gemara says that if a person digs a ditch and he doesn't need the ditch neither for building nor for planting, he only needs the offer. What in the world does he need the offer for? I don't know. Let's say he shechted a chicken. He wants to do the mitzvah kisi adam. So he needs some granulated offer. So he digs offer over here. He's going to carry it to the slaughterhouse in order to cover up the dam, milam el matet, to fulfill the mitzvah kisi adam. So Rababa says, potter aleho, that it's not a malocha deraisa. Potter avalosa. So it's not a malocha deraisa. Afilu le rebu de dam a malocha. Why? Why is he potter? So he adds on, "Afil the Rabbi Yudam Malacha Shen Tzvich Luguf Al Chayvala Hanamila Misakin Hai Mekal Kelhu." So the real reason why he's putter is because it's Mekalta. He's digging a hole in the middle of where it's supposed to be flat over here. It's not going to help for building purposes, and nor is it going to help for planting purposes. He doesn't want to plant over here. He doesn't want to build over here. So Lamaish is really Mekalkel. So that's why he's putter. In the calcul, so I'm going to call him a calcul to him. The Mishnah says later, call him a calcul to him. But before he gets to that final line, hi, mekalkel hu, he throws in a twist. He says, and even if you'll hold like Rav Yudah, sounds like this. If you hold like Rav Shimon, who holds Malach Hashem Tzvich, the Guf is not chayiv aleho, so then I understand it then. Chayiv aguma vein esach el lafor, a potter aleho, he doesn't need the cheftza shalom aloch. So if you hold like Reb Shimon ain't Tzvicha Lugufa is Potter, so you understand why Chayv Aguma and Tzvicha Lafor is Potter. But I feel that Reb Yudah Dorma ain't Tzvicha Lugufa is Chayv Aleh, it's only said there I say, but over here it's going to be Potter from a different angle, for a different reason, because it's Mekalkal. So Allah Alamaisa, if we pass like Reb Shimon, most of the Rishonim pass like Reb Shimon, that ain't Tzvicha Lugufa is only in Issa de Rabban, and the Ramam and the Balamor pass like Reb Yudah, that ain't Tzvicha Lugufa is there I say. But in Shulchan Aruch we don't follow that view. We pass like Reb Shimon, that ain't Tzvicha Lugufa is the Rabban. What's the difference with the deraisa and the rabbanim? It's also we're not giving any misa anyway, we're not bringing any chatos, we don't have any beis hamikdash, we're not bringing any chatos. No, it's a difference. We have to observe dinim de rabbanon like dinim deraisa also, yeah, but not exactly the same. There are certain coolest in dinim de rabbanon which you wouldn't be mekel in a din deraisa. So we assume la locha that ain't svicha leguf is only the rabbanon, and it'll be relevant for emergency situations when you have a right to be mekel on a rabbanon, not on a deraisa. So we would assume that ain't svich l'gufa is only the rabbanon. So the pasuk pshat in the Gemara, Tesis understood, Tesis Sagdalan and Alta, big fat Tesis understood. The pasuk pshat in the Gemara is that once you get to the last line, Hai mekalkalhu, Allah Alamai said there are two reasons why chol fugum ben atzorcha lafar is potter. Reason number one, because we talk like Reb Shimon, and ain't svich l'gufa, and that's why it's only the rabbanon. Reason number two, because it's mekalkal, and that's why it's only the rabbanon. So Tesis says, why is it ain't svich l'gufa? Because every malacha has a cheftza shel malacha. By kotzer, the dava hanikta is a cheftza shel malacha. By mevashel, the food that you just cooked, or not the food, the samamonim that you just cooked, or the tar that you just cooked, whatever you were cooking, the object that you cooked, that's the cheftza shel malacha. Do you plan to use that cheftza shel malacha? Do you plan to use the cheftza shel malacha? So when you dig a ditch, chofer, so what is the cheftza shel malacha? So the Gemara says, the guma is the cheftza shel malacha. So if you plan to use the guma, then it's a tzvicha legufa. You don't plan to use the guma, you plan to use the offer, that's ein tzvicha legufa. So Taisa says, that's what it says in the Gemara. How then is Rashi going to read the Gemara? The truth of the matter, it doesn't really say it in the Gemara. It doesn't really say it. It's not against Rashi. It could be that the pshat in the Gemara is like this. Amar Abba b'chef ha'guv ben Shabbos and nesoch ala for a potter aleh. What's the reason? There's only one reason why you potter, because it's mekalkel. But the Gemara didn't realize that yet, what the true reason is why you potter, because that's the maskana. Three lines later, hi mekalkel. But first the Gemara thought, what could it possibly be, the reason why you potter b'chef ha'guv ben nesoch ala for a. So I thought, maybe it has something to do with it, that there is an obscure topic of ain't zvich ha'guv. This is a little obscure. Machlekes Hatanaim and a Machlekes Rishonim, which is obviously Machlekes Amoraim. Tosfos says there is an offering Gemara like Rashi and Hagiga, and Rashi admits there is an offering Gemara in Sanhedrin like Tosfos. So there is a Machlekes Hatanaim, there is a Machlekes Amoraim. What is the Machlekes Hatanaim? So it's a very obscure topic. So the Gemara says, Chleif Ulguvin Asarach Al Afar Pater probably has something to do over there with the same Svich Gufa topic. Says so should depend. The Gemara says no, absolutely nothing to do whatsoever. It could be that Lamaskana, it's not that according to Reb Shimon there are two reasons why you potter. According to Reb Yehuda there's only one reason. No, the Gemara originally has the memra potter. Then the Gemara is trying to fish for a reason. What's the reason that it could possibly be potter? So the first thing that comes to mind is kavana for this for that. Oh, it must have to do with Svich Gufa. Zvichel Gufa determines whether it's a Moloch or not by what intention he has. So the Gemara says, no, absolutely wrong. It has nothing to do with Zvichel Gufa. It's not that even if you're all like Reb Yehuda, we have another reason. If you're all like Reb Shimon, we got two good reasons. There's only one reason why you put them, because Mekalkal, according to Rashi, is probably not a Moloch Hashem Zvichel Gufa. Balmor does hold that it's a Moloch Hashem Zvichel Gufa.
That's one of his examples.
Okay. But I don't know if it's Mukhrach though. Okay. We'll have to look through the Balamor again. I don't know if it's Mukhrach. Okay. So here Tosfos on our daf raises an issue. We're not up to that Gemara yet. We're earlier on the Yomim. We're on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. In case anybody forgot, we're learning Shabbos daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. It wasn't so obvious. Okay. Talmud Bavli daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis and Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Kahana, about 10 lines from the top. Amar Rav Kahana, Zaymer v'tzorach leitzim chayv shtayim. Achas mishum kotzer v'achas mishum noteya. So Tosfos raises a question in the Dibra Maschil v'tzorach leitzim. Why did Rav Kahana insist Zaymer v'tzorach leitzim? What if he's Zaymer v'ein tzorach leitzim? But sof kol sof, he broke off the branches from the tree. So it is kotzer. It is kotzer. And he's Zaymer, he broke off the branches in such a way that the tree that remains behind attached to the ground is going to grow better. So it's both Koser on the branches that he broke off, and Noteya, Zomir is a told of Noteya, or an Abab Noteya, whatever it is. Plague is Rashi and Rama. So, let it be Chayv Shtayim. Why does Rav Kahana have to say, Vitzorach Leitzim? And he plans to use the branches that he broke off from the tree. So the Pashtus is, because Rav Kahana is paskening like Reb Shimon, that a Moloch Hashem Svicha Legufa is only the Rabbanon. So he says Chayv Shtayim means he chayv to bring two chatoras, that there's a chiluk malachas over here. The Rabbi Yechon said on the Mishnah that sometimes you can be chayv lamates chatoras, and Rav Kahana says not only lamates on lamates peulos and 39 different activities, sometimes you can do one peula and chayv shtayim on one peula along the lines of Rabbi Yechon, but even further. So he wants to give you a case where it's a malacha deraisa. So he holds la halacha like Reb Shimon, that if it's ain't svicha legufa, it's only the Rabbanim, it's only the Rabbanim, you're not going to be chayv chatos. So he says, Zaymer v'tzorach leitzim. He's both tzorach leitzim, and he wants the tree to grow better. So it's a malacha svicha legufa on the kotzer, and it's also a malacha svicha legufa on the zoreya. That's the pashup shat in the Gemara. That's what some Rishonim say. That's what Tosfos Reed says. That the reason why he says tzorach leitzim, because he holds la halacha like Reb Shimon. And we pass him that you need Svicha Lugufa. So Tosfos doesn't, not satisfied with that. Tosfos says, Nira dafila the Reb Yehuda, the Mechayim Moloch Hashem Svicha Lugufa, you still need Ob Hedin and Tzorech Li'etzim. You'll still need Tzorech Li'etzim. Why? So they say, because Nira is a special case. Even Reb Yehuda is Moira. Why is it special? The Mikri Be'etzim Kotzerele Be'inyan Zeh, Mida Dehavi Akarei Almanas Litzvar, Lichtov, and they give a whole dissertation. It's very, very unclear what Tosfos is driving. It's very unclear. So we mentioned the other day that this Gemara appears also on the first daf and Ma'ikot and daf Beis on the base. What's it doing over there? As we read a little bit from the Gemara. The Gemara had a machlokes there between Rabbe and Rabbi Yosef. whether menake shemashke mayim lizroim, the fellow has vegetables that are growing, and he waters the vegetables that they should grow better. Or he has vegetables growing, and he has weeds growing, so the weeds are taking away from the nutrition of the earth. So he yanks out the weeds on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, he pulls out the weeds in order that the vegetation should grow better. So is that, so that's a malacha of sorts. So it's a machlekes rabbi rabbi Yosef. It's a tolda, it's not an av. It's a machlekes rabbi rabbi Yosef. Is it a tolda of Zareya or is it a tolda of Choresh? So Abaye says, I don't agree with either of you. I think you're both right and both wrong. You should be both. Let it be a tolda of Choresh as well as a tolda of Zareya. Didn't Rav Kahana say, and Rabbi Yosef agrees with him, and Abaye, that's me, Abaye speaking there in Moikot Nabes. We all said, Rav Kahana, Rabbi Yosef, and Abaye, all the three men, we all say Chayiv Shtayim. There are cases where you do one pe'ula, and we label it as two malochas, Yechayiv two chatois. So why do you disagree? Why do Rabbi Yosef disagree with each other? Is it A or B? Let it be both A and B. What's wrong to be both? So the Gemara says Kasha. The Gemara doesn't give the answer. So this same member of Rav Kahana appears there in Moikot when Abaye is presenting the Kasha. We spoke about what the Gemara didn't say Tiyuf, the Gemara said Kasha. So he mentioned different possibilities how to answer the Kasha. Okay. He said from the Minchas Chinuch, from the Eglay Tal, and different suggestions. Okay. So that this same Tosis appears there. The Tzorch Le'etzim. Why do Rav Kahana say Tzorch Le'etzim? And Tosis says they think that even Rav Yudah, who usually thinks that a Malacha Shein Svicha Legufa is an Issa Deraita, they think even Rav Yudah would agree over here. But there, the Tosis gives a different presentation from over here. There, the Tosis is easier. They don't give so many Misholim that confuse you. There, they say something about others and told us. Zayim v'tzorach leitzim. Av l'men v'tzorach leitzim lo noma bo l'chai mishum k'tzira de lo dami l'k'tzira de koitzim l'maychol o midi sh'tzirichim l'ezer dobek k'gon refua. You rip off some amana from the ground which you use for refua and you use it for dying, or you rip off food which you're going to eat, that the behemoth is going to eat. So that's a malach. The lav shekotz from the tzorach gufa potter the lamchav filim mishum told it. It told the tzorach shetehe doma la av malacha. Tesis says something about av and a told it. Tesis sounds like here and not Tesis. They don't say anything of this and told it. Tesis in my cotton doesn't seem to be saying the egli talsa. Tesis in my cotton does not seem to be saying this. The bottom line, they said the same thing. The Rav Kahana's statement chayv shtayim, if he's zayim of a tzorach leitzim, they think that this condition, Tzorach Leitzim, is even required on Libid Rav Yudah. Even Rav Yudah usually holds that Tzricha Legufa is a Deraisa, but over here he'll agree that you need Tzorach Leitzim. Why though? So here they give one hesb, and there they seem to be giving a different hesb. So the Poshet reading of the Tosfos in my cotton sounds the favorite like the Ran. There is a famous Ran, the Masechet Shabbos had blessed the 24 prophets. At the end of Perek Yud Dalet, there's a famous Ran. Iran might have gone unnoticed, but the Eglay Tal didn't let it go unnoticed. The Eglay Tal, the Tzoras Chaim, didn't let anything go unnoticed over there. So the Iran sounds like he says, last paragraph in the perek, the lefichach. El shadayin kosher lefish shchitzu eino av malocha letoldo. We told that the vada ledomi ledosh alahet should tzorach lemashke should nischat mena. Dech dein tzorach ledomi ledosh klal. Amay mechay. So the Ran sounds like he's making a distinction between ovis and toldos. That's a simple reading of the Ran. The Ran says, what's the definition of an av and what's the definition of a toldo? And okay, so whatever was not in the Mishkan cannot be an av. That is the question. How do you determine whether it's a tolda? So if the pu'ula is done for the same purpose that the av malach is done for, then it's called a tolda. If it's not done, if it does bring about the same result, then it's not called a tolda. It doesn't qualify to be called a tolda. So the Ran says, if you do a tolda in a fashion of ein svicha legufa, let's say disha, What is Disha Deraisa? Disha Deraisa is you, after you harvest the Tvua, so you have the straw, is attached to the Michael, to the kernels of grain on top. Then you do Disha, you detach the two. But you bang everything, and you've detached the Yochel from the Psalus, but it's all mixed in together. And then you have to separate the Yochel from the Psalus. So that's Borir. Okay. But when you detach it, that's called Dosh. So the Ab Malacha Disha is when you detach the Yochel from the Psalus, they grew from the ground. Then as a Toldav Disha, we say that if a person squeezes out the juice from Zeisim Vanavim, he's detaching the Yochel, the Mashke from the Yochel. The mashke and the yochel used to be connected together. What do you call it in chemistry? A colloid. So when you have two things that are connected together, something like that. You have a gas and a liquid. That's all I remember. I had Professor Salvation in chemistry. I don't remember too much. He taught the non-science majors. He told more stories than he taught chemistry. So I think something that's called a colloid is there's liquid, there's solid, there's gas, there's different things in the Bria. And then if something is a hybrid of two different things, I think it's called a colloid. So you have something like that. You have a combination of Oichel and Psoilus. You have a combination of Oichel and Mashke. And if you detach the Chibur, that's the Malach of Dosh. So the Ab Malach of Dosh is when you separate the Oichel from the Psoilus, from the Tzvua that was growing in the field. And the Told of Dosh is when you squeeze out the Mashkim in the Zeisim HaNavos. So you're detaching the mashke from the yochel. So the Ran sounds like he's saying over here, if you're interested, if you do the tolda for the purpose of using the mashke that come out, then it's labeled as a tolda. If you do a tolda in a fashion of ein tzricha legufo, then there's no reason that you have the right to label it as a tolda. It's not done at all for the same purpose as the yav. It's in gamsen ein tzricha legufo. That for sure would only be the Rabbanim. When is there machlekes of Yudah Reb Shimon where they ain't svicha legufa is there? I said the Rabbanim by others, but by toldas, if you do a tolda ain't svicha legufa, it cannot even be labeled as a tolda. That's how many understood the Ran. So they like so the Avnei Nezer in the Tshuva says the Kasha, how can that be what the Ran is saying? Isn't it contradicted by the Gemara in the first half of Bava Kama? Gemara says in Bava Kama, they're trying to figure out what's the difference in Lalacha. Is there any difference in Lalacha between an Ab and a Tolda? Gemara says no, there's no difference between the two. But according to the Ran, the Gemara should have said in an Ab, if it's ain't Svicha Legufa, according to Rabbi Yudah, it's still their Isa. And a Tolda, if it's ain't Svicha Legufa, the worst it can be is only the Rabbana. It's not going to be their Isa, it'll only be the Rabbana. So that was the kasha that the Achrayim were bothered with. How can you read the Ran like that? It cannot be. The Ran never meant it. So that's why the Avnei Nezer gives the whole suggestion. Maybe the Ran meant something else. He goes with a different interpretation. But this concept that the simple reading of the Ran, this is a common theme in the later Sforim. The Rambam paskins la locha like Rabbi Yudah that ain't svicha legufa and isa deraisa. And nonetheless, there are about 10 Rambams where the Rambam says, this is a told of that, provided that you did it for this purpose. The Rambam says, if you grind metal, and you plan to use the metal, that the tiny particles of metal, so then it's chayv mishum tochen. Why did he say you have to plan to use the metal? If the Rambam holds ain't svicha legufa is deraisa, there's quite a few, around 10 Rambams, that the Minchas Chinuch is bothered with kashas, and other Achrayim are bothered. Why did the Rambam ever require that he plans to use the thing? The old saying, Svich Lagub is their right. So the commentary that many assume is that the Rambam holds like this. The Rambam in Ovis holds that ain't Svich Lagub is their right. And told us, the old saying, Svich Lagub can't be their right. There's a Sefer Merkavis HaMishnah on the Rambam. The author of the Sefer was the rabbi in Chelma. It was the city Chelm. Famous city. The less famous city was Chelma. So the Rabbi Chelma wrote a set of Svarim, Merkavis HaMishnah. He has a lot to say about every Rambam, so usually he's boring. Usually he always gives push-up shot. He doesn't give like a chayim, you know, razzle-dazzle, snazzy, or something like that. No, very bland. But sometimes the bland, is that it? Sometimes the bland is mamish the push-up shot. So here he has pages and pages and pages. You have to have gedul to read it. In the old editions, I think they're still like that. There are no periods, there's no paragraphs. It's one long sentence, 20 pages. It goes on and on and on and on. So I was told I had no gedul to read it. I lent my copy of my Kevus HaMishnah to someone, one Yekke, who has time to sit and read. And he underlined the relevant lines, and he told me that's what it says. And this is my Kevus HaMishnah. He says the difference between obvious and told. They say Rabbi Tzala Panavish said like that, that's the Heretz on the Rambam. Others say like that, that must be the Rambam sheet. Many say that that's the Rambam sheet, that the Rambam requires Tzicha Leguf and told us, and obviously doesn't. The question is, what's the Biur Hadova? Why should it be so? So if I'm not mistaken, I think the Egle Tal has this, Rabbi Tzvi Pesach Frank has this. Few others from the last 100 years. A few have like this. They say it's not for the fact that you have a drasha from a pasuk and daf ayin, you wouldn't have known that there's such a thing as a tolda at all. It's not the same as obvious nizikin that you say mitzara svara mamatzinu. Whatever has the same properties as the yav is automatically told the same kayetzabam. No, over here the gemara had to have a pasuk. So we worked out a pasuk. Achas mehena, achas is obvious, and hena is told. That's the top line on the final and base. Hena obvious mehena told us. They were told us. So the question is there a tolda? You need a pasuk to be mechadish to such a thing as a tolda. What if you have a case which is not really a straightforward tolda? What if it's only maximum it can be as a tolda of a tolda? The question is that a legitimate question? Why is it a told of a tolda? If it's sufficiently similar to the Yav, then it's a tolda. If it's not sufficiently similar to the Yav, it's not a tolda. But this is the way these Zachrani presented. Is it possible to have a told of a tolda? So they suggest no, because you needed a pasuk to be mechadish to such a thing as a tolda. So there's only a tolda to an Yav, there's no tolda to a tolda. So some of these pasuk can present it like this, that if you do a malocha derais, the ain shvicha legufo, so a beautiful chayiv. So the maximum that can be is only going to be a tolda. That wasn't in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan they did it in the fashion of Tzvicha Legufa. But Rabbi Yehuda holds, if you do the Av Malacha Ein Tzvicha Legufa, it's like Gora from a tolda. So it'll be considered a tolda. What if you do a tolda? And that's Ein Tzvicha Legufa. So that's going to be a tolda of a tolda. So there's no such thing as a tolda of a tolda. That's how some of the poskim explain. No such thing as a tolda of a tolda. And that's the kasha that they asked. So when the Gemara said in Baba Kama, what's the difference between an Av and a tolda? They should have said, others have told us, and told us can't have told us. So the melein shvicha legufa by a tolda will be mutam and atayra, because there's no tolda for a tolda. That was the kasha that they asked. Others presented differently, not an issue of a tolda of a tolda. That presentation doesn't really excite me. Tolda of a tolda. I thought it was a different word. I thought if this is what the Ran is driving at, this is clearly what the Mekevus HaMishnah is saying, that the Rambam holds that told us in Tzvicha Legufa is for sure only the Rabbanim. Rabbi Tzvi Panavish said like that. There used to be a rabbi in the Bronx, Rabbi Yaakov HaKoyin Meskin. He passed away many years ago. So he learned by Rabbi Tzvi Panavish in Europe. Panavish. So he published many svarim on Gemara. And one of his svarim, he writes the Shtikal Torah to Farem for 5 Rambams. That the Rambam sheet is that by told the same Tzvicha Legufa is only the Rabban, and then he went to his Rebbe, yes, Rabbi Tzvi Panavision. So he said, Rabbi Tzvi opened up his notebook and he showed him that he had all of these terutzim on the Rambam, plus another 5 Rambams. All the 10 Shver Rambams, all Farempa with 1 Teretz, all the Shver Rambams and the Hilchos Shabbos, but in Tzvicha Legufa, all the same Teretz. The Chilek between others and told us. He thought that was the Pshat in the Rambam. So you could say a different shot. It's not an issue of tolda to tolda. It's a different word. Why does any activity that wasn't in the Mishkan, why does it qualify to be labeled as a tolda at all? Because it's done for the same purpose as the Av Malacha. But if you do a tolda, it's not the same tzura as hapu'ula. And it's not done for the same purpose either. So there's no reason in the world that it should be labeled as a tolda. Or is tolda. A tolda in Tzvicha Legufa, by definition, cannot qualify as a tolda. And that could well be that's the teretz on the kasha tayyes from the Gemara and Bava Kama. The Gemara in the first Bava Kama can't find any difference between a nav and a tolda. Why don't they say this difference that ein shvicha legufa by a nav is going to be deraisa and by a tolda will only be derabbanan, because only obvious have told us. Toldas don't have told. The answer is there's no such thing. Obvious have told us, don't have told us. What do you mean? A tolda of a tolda, if it's sufficiently similar to the yav, it'll be malacha. If it's not sufficiently similar to the yav, it won't be a malacha. It's a different word. It's not a word of tolda to tolda. It's not a kula in toldus. It's a different, by definition, it's not a toldus. The thing is only a toldus if it's a different pula. If it's the same pula, then it's enough. It was in the Mishnah, so it's enough. If it's a different surah ha-pula, but it's done for the same purpose as the Av, then we label it as a tolda. It's not an av malacha, it's a tolda of a malacha. But if it's an activity which is not the same as the pula that was done in the Mishkan, and it's also that you're not doing it for the sake of the tachlis, so there's no reason that I should have the right to label it as a tolda. So by definition, it's not a malacha. So it's not that it's a kula in a tolda. By definition, it's not a malacha, period. So there's nothing to discuss. Maybe that's why it's not in contradiction to the Gemara and Bava Kamma. Anyway, you had other kashas also from the Gemara and Bava Kamma. You had the Rambam and Hilchos Gavras anyway against the Gemara and Bava Kamma. That the Shabbos is kiguf mechlok in Damyan. The Rambam said if you do Markiv and Marbrich and Zareya and Atea, four different Shabbosim, then you chayv arba. So from the Rambam it would appear that it's only because the various pulas that he did were obvious. If they would have been told us, it would have not been Chayiv Arba. So the Rambam is anyway against the Gemara Bava Kamma. We had other cases also with the differences between obvious and told us. We had it. The Gemara Bava Kamma is problematic anyway. So again, so the Eglei Tal says that the simple reading of the Tosfos in Vayikotan sounds like bottom line is saying the same as our Tosfos, but it's not at all the same Hezbo. They're taking Rav Kana's statement literally. Zayim v'tzorach leitzim, chayv shtayim has to be tzorach leitzim, and they think that it's not restricted only to Rav Shimon. Tosfos says, yeah, because Rav Kana passing is like Rav Shimon. Finished. If he would have held like Rav Yehuda, he wouldn't. Rav Kana would not have required tzorach leitzim. Would have been chayv shtayim without tzorach leitzim. So Tosfos is not in agreement. Tosfos thinks that the tzorach leitzim condition is afil la libra Rav Yehuda, but the question is why. So the Tosfos in Ma'ikotin seems to be emphasizing Ovis versus Toldus. It's only a Tolda. The Lemachai Batila Mishim Tolda, the Tolda itself should take Domila Av Malacha. Tosfos seems to hold that if Av Malacha of Kotzer would be if you're detaching the fruits of the vegetables that are growing on the tree. But if you're breaking off the branch of the tree itself, that's not an Av. That's only going to be a Tolda. You're breaking off. He's doing Ketzira on wood. So Ketzira on wood, Tosfos seems to hold over there the Pharisee. That that's only a toll that's not enough. The Ab is when you're doing. What Ketzira did they do in the Mishkan? So they chopped down the Atzishitim Omdim. There used to be Atzishitim. There used to be cedar trees that were attached to the ground. So they chopped them down. Yankov Avinu planted these cedars because he knew there was going to be a Mishkan, he knew Beruach HaKodesh. And he told his children, when you leave Egypt, take the cedar trees with you. So they chopped down the cedar trees and they were schlepping these logs. They didn't know what they were going to use it for. So that was the ktsira. Or they cut off the samamonim from the ground. Maybe they're growing in the Midbar, nothing grows, I don't know. They planted somewhere samamonim and they detached it from the ground. So the cutting off the samamonim, that was the ktsira. So that's if that's the ktsira on the samamonim is something that grows in the ground. Or the mahogany, if it's a tree, that's how the Eglei Tal explains. If you have an Ilan Strax, that's not Moitzi Peres, so what is the use of that tree? Why did the Rabbanu Shlomo create such a tree? The answer is for the wood. So the wood itself is the pre. But the wood is considered like the pre. So then chopping down the Atzishitim for the purpose of using that mahogany, using that solid wood for construction purposes to build the Mishkan, so that's called Ketzira. That's the Av Malacha of Ketzira. But if you have a fruit-bearing tree, you have an Ilan Michael, so if you rip off the peris from the tree, that's the Av Malacha of Ketzira. But then if you break off the branch of the tree, that's like if you have vegetables growing from the karka. So if you pull out the vegetables from the karka, that's Ketzira. If you take some of the karka, that's not Ketzira. If you dig out the karka, that's Choyfer. So if you have a fruit-bearing tree, if you yank off the fruits from the tree, the fruits of the vegetables, that's koitzer. But after pulling off the fruits of the vegetables, then you break off a branch from the tree. So that's not koitzer. That's like shuffling around the earth in the ground. So why should that be koitzer? So that's what the Tosfos is saying over here. If you have a fruit-bearing tree, that's what you think. If you have a fruit-bearing tree and you break off the wood from the tree, that's a told of koitzer. You can't really consider that the av malach of koitzer. The av only applies to the pre. If you break off the wood itself, that's not the pre, that's only going to be a tolda. And then Tosfos in Moikotin, based on the day, sounds like they're saying that it told the Ein Tzricha L'Gufa, even Rabbi Yehuda will agree that it's not going to be an Issa D'Oraisa. That's what it sounds like in the Tosfos in Vayikra. The Tosfos over here does not sound. Tosfos by us doesn't really say Ovis told us. The Ran sounds like he said that Ovis versus told us. And the Tosfos by Vayikra sounds like they said it. Tosfos by us sounds like they're emphasizing something else, because they never said once a word about Ovis and told us. True, they quoted the same Gemara that the Ran quoted. Versus they quote the same Gemara. Yeah, but the Ran interpreted that Gemara based on all these verses told us. But Tosfos doesn't really say it. So that's why the Egle Tal has a different interpretation in our taste. It thinks that they're not saying the same thing that they said there in Moikot. It thinks that our taste is emphasizing a different part. That's what he pointed out. If the tree is not a, when they chop down the Atishitim that used to be attached to the ground, so Atishitim are for the purpose of construction, of making furniture, making tents, making buildings. So that itself is the pre. So the mahogany wood, the wood itself is the pre. Or if you koitzer on pears. But what if you have a fruit bearing tree and you're not being koitzer the pears, you're being koitzer the branches? So we said that's only a tolda. So the Egle Tal, the Marsha seems to learn like this. The Tal interprets in that thesis, it only is labeled as a pre if you plan to use it. If you're zaymer and you don't plan to use the wood that you broke off, then it's considered like you were digging in the offer. The wood of the tree is where the pears grow out from. So the wood is to the tree like offer is to vegetables. So there's no kotzer on such wood. It should be there, like there's no kotzer. If you dig a hole in the ground, there's no kaitzim. So that's what Tosfos is mechadish. No, but if he's sorach le'etzim, if you plan to use it, so your machshove makes it into a pri. Since you plan to use the wood, your machshove makes it into a pri. So that's why even Rabbi Yehuda will agree. Otherwise, it's bichlal not a. Wouldn't fall under the category of kaitzim, because kaitzim is only on peiris. That's what he suggests in our Tosfos. And then Tosfos gives Mishalim, me did the Havi, what are the Mishalim? Mishalim have nothing to do with Koitzer on Paris. It's a different word, Tosfos says, that sometimes the Kavanas Hagavre will determine whether it constitutes a Melocha or not. Yeah, a lot of times. A lot of cases like that. Let's say a person, the Gemara is going to say on the next daf, and I indal in the Menal, the Gemara is going to say about the Borer, that sometimes Borer is also on Shabbos, sometimes Borer is Mutter. If you have a lot of conditions met, a lot of conditions fulfilled, Tosfos says if you have Eichel Mitzvah service Miyad Biyad, if you have all the three conditions, then it's Mutter. Why? Because then it's called Derech Achila. And if you don't have all the three conditions, then it's Osa. So a lot of times, the Kavanas Agavra, is it Miyad, do you plan to eat it soon? Or do you plan to eat it way later? It's not not for immediate use. So the Kavanas Agavra plays a role over there. Kavanas Agavra plays a role in other places as well. Even not, according to Reb Shimon, it's obvious. Malachim and Tzvich Leguf is only the Rabbanon. So it's clear that Kavanas Agavra plays a role. But Tosfos wants to point out that even Reb Yehuda is masking, that sometimes Kavanas Agavra plays a role. So they say, Moichek Shole Amanas Lichter, Kareya Shole Amanas Litva. The Kavanas Agavra plays a role to be Kaveya, whether it's a Malacha or not, or let's say, Miyad. So the kavana miyad plays a role. Let's say the fellow originally had kavana to eat it miyad, and then he doesn't eat it at all. So it doesn't turn out later to be a malacha. Since b'shas hamalacha, he had intention of using a miyad, so that made it into heter. Or let's say at the time that he did the brera, he did bara oichel mitechselus biyad, but not miyad. He didn't do it with intending to use it immediately. Then they tell him, you were just Mechal Shabbos. He says, well, what can I do to undo it? So they say, eat it up quickly. If you eat it up now, it'll be Miyad. So he runs and he eats. So that's not going to help. I mean, Hasinah says, it doesn't change the story, what you do later on. The Kavanas Agavra B'Shas HaMaisa HaMalocha is Kaveya. Did you have intention of eating it Miyad, then it's Mutter, even if L'Bisof you don't eat it Miyad. If you didn't have intention of eating it Miyad, it remains us, even if later on he wants to eat it up immediately, it doesn't retroactively undo the Malocha. So that's all that Tosfos is driving at by us. Tosfos is not saying a hashvah, it's exactly the same. They're just saying you have cases where the Kavanas Hagavra determined plays a role. Alibrab Shimon Pshita, but even Alibrab Yudah, in many cases where the Kavanas Hagavra plays a role. Okay. Good. I'll stop here. There, the near me Amos is from the Kilkul. The Kilkul is what made here. It's not the Kilkul doesn't make the Rebbe. No, so that itself is called Misakin. That itself is called Misakin. He gets positive value from the Kilkul that he did. But that's not called the Kilkul. But here, the Kilkul is a Hefsid. He's suffering a Hefsid, but it pays for him. Because he has a Rebbe over there. So the Rebbe is better than the Hefsid. But I think they're unrelated. There, the near me Amos is from the Kilkul. The fact that he destroyed something, he broke something. Yeah. I think so. By the Chayfa Gumma, it's unrelated.